with everybody. I was doing reconciliations for work today and watching the dogs today downstairs. But I also had on golf and got to watch Tiger. Had a good day yesterday, started out really well today, kind of faded a little bit at the end. He's plus one. I don't know if he's going to make the cut or not. It doesn't look great, so that's too bad. We were kind of doing a little social media stuff, and they're like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, you're talking about a guy that, I mean, Riviera is not an easy course to walk. You can tell that he's uncomfortable, and you can tell that he hasn't played a whole lot of golf. And I thought he played extremely well. I think that's the biggest thing. I think it's stamina that's his biggest thing that's affecting him right now, because he was playing with JT and Rory. It's his buddies. I think he was enjoying himself. But when you're looking at those two younger golfers who are unbelievably good, top five, at least top 10. I'm thinking they're both in the top five. And he was hitting drives with them. He missed some putts today. I think after the round today, he said he could have been six shots better. I think he could have been. I mean, he hits putts that he normally does. And, you know, it's not the round that he shot today. It's his tournament. He's going to stay. You know, even him just being there over the weekend and celebrating with everybody and being the Tiger Woods, he's kind of the ambassador of golf now. I think he's taken that throne from everybody. And I think before he didn't want that throne because he wanted to play golf. But with everything that's happened, I mean, you can tell. And you listen to some people that are close to him. If you took a look at his ankle and what he's going through, you would say there's no way in the world that this guy could be playing golf, period, let alone competing at a high level at Riviera, which is not an easy golf course, but was beautiful to watch and a beautiful golf tournament to watch today. So I thought that was really interesting. I did note that this is NBA weekend. I like the All-Star game in the fourth quarter, maybe the first quarter in the fourth quarter, the second quarter, third quarter, not as much fun. It also depends on how much the guys are interested in playing or not playing, but it means that it's the halfway of the NBA season. That's one of the big things, talking with Zach Steenblok today. With B Styles, we're going to talk a little bit of football. Brian Flores going to the Vikings. Talk to him about his Bears and what they should do with Justin Fields. And talking about the Hawkeyes with him, with men having a big win, big game for them this weekend. Women, big game this weekend. You know, a kind of a toss-up game for Iowa going to Nebraska. Then they get ESPN Game Day, so we'll talk about that too, against Indiana. That's going to be number two against, by the time they get there, maybe it's number two against number five. We'll see how that I'm struggling, and I understand that Iowa has more losses than a lot of the top teams, but their only loss they've had in, I want to say 15 games, is to a team that was ranked number two in the country on their home floor. And they dropped four spots for losing that game. Sometimes in both men's and women's basketball, and we'll kind of look at that maybe today as well. I think you can bypass some of these rankings because of early season losses. They're a much, much better team, much stronger team right now than they have been all year. Also want to take some time, maybe in the 5 o'clock hour, to just do a quick run through on some of these teams. I mean, when Scott and I kind of, we just glossed over this yesterday. But it is amazing that you look at the AFC and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 really good quarterbacks. If you like Mac Jones, that puts you to 10. If you like Kenny Pickett, it puts you to 11. You have 11 in out of 11 out of 16. In the AFC, and when you look at the NFC, I mean, I get Jalen Hurts, I get Dak Prescott, I'm willing to give Daniel Jones the benefit of the doubt. I'll give Kirk Cousins the benefit of the doubt. I'll give Jared Goff the benefit of the doubt. Even if I give Justin Fields the benefit of the doubt, I mean it is not. If you are trading a quarterback or you're looking to sign a quarterback, it's the NFC that's in dire need of quarterbacking, and we'll see how that all works itself out. But a lot of fun things going on. I do want to talk a little bit, and I've been listening to people all day. I listened to people yesterday. I need somebody's help because I don't understand what's going on. I did a deeper dive today on Eric Bieniemy, and I mean if you look at social media, if you do all that, he had some questionable stuff when he was at Colorado. I don't see how, with what he's done the past, say, 10 years in the NFL, I have no idea how stuff like that. I don't know if he's just not a good interview. I mean, people aren't going to come out and say that. I don't know. It seems to me, I've listened to him speak. I've listened to interviews. I can't imagine that he's a bad interview. And I think the biggest one that happened today, and a lot of people, when you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, it starts and sometimes ends with Andy Reid, and then they go, oh yeah, and Eric Bieniemy, and people take that and go, well, that's the reason why. Because, you know, we don't know how much is Eric Bieniemy and we don't know how much is Andy Reid. I'm like, okay, I can buy into that. But he's been Patrick Mahomes by his side. When you watch them when he comes off the field, Patrick Mahomes doesn't go talk to Andy Reid. Patrick Mahomes goes and talks to Eric Bieniemy. So they're like, you know what? I don't know. And who, I don't know what to think of it and all of that. And this one hurts because I'm trying to figure out how to say this without sounding and I don't think I can do it. I'm going to have to just come out and say this. And this is the reason that I'm going to say it, because this week you had Gannon for the Arizona job and Steichen for the Indianapolis Colts job. Two really good, it seems like, really good coordinators, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. It seems really strange. So Philadelphia gets to the Super Bowl, loses the Super Bowl, had a great year, and their two coordinators both get first-time head coaching jobs. Jonathan Gannon with defense that was respectable. Some say one of the better defenses when it ran up against a really good offense, the Andy Reid offense, not so much. Shane Steichen, what he's done for Jalen Hurts. And then if you stopped right there, and then I said the same thing about Eric Bieniemy. Look at all the things that he's done for Patrick Mahomes. And here's the first thing that comes up. Well, that's Andy Reid. It's not Eric Bieniemy. Shane Steichen with the Colts. And I have to, I'm going back through here because I didn't put his name down there yesterday. The Indianapolis Colts. And they say, well, look what he did for Jalen Hurts and look what he did for that Philadelphia offense. And Nick Sirianni was an offensive coordinator and is an offensive-minded coach. So Nick Sirianni doesn't get any credit. Andy Reid gets all the credit. Nick Sirianni's offensive coordinator gets all the credit, but Eric Bieniemy doesn't get any credit. And Eric Bieniemy's been doing it for a long time. And Shane Steichen was Justin Herbert's quarterback coach. Justin Herbert's a really good quarterback, but still, that makes him two knocks down on two levels down from being a head coaching job. And he gets the head coaching job in Indianapolis. In the NFL, who, to be really honest, has a hiring problem of African-American coaches. We have a Rooney Rule for a reason. Because African-American coaches in the NFL were getting bypassed. And yet, it has to be something wrong with Eric Bieniemy, even though the same thing that people are using against Eric Bieniemy, they don't use against the Indianapolis Colts coach. It just doesn't seem right, folks. I mean, to be really honest, it doesn't seem right. And I don't know how to explain it. If I had to explain it to somebody, it's Shane Steichen, by the way, if I was saying his first name. If I don't know how else to explain it. If I had to tell my kids about it, I'd say, you know what? There are times that I believe that maybe that the majority of ownership in the NFL are wealthy, older, white males. How can you not talk about stuff like that? And it's sad that, you know, nobody wants to talk about it, but it's difficult to go through. I mean, you're looking at coaches that have been fired and rehired so many times, but yet they keep getting all these chances. And you know, you're looking at his I hate it when I can't remember people's names right off the top of my head. He was the interim coach, and I'm going to look it up, for the Carolina Panthers. He took a defensive coordinator job, and I will look up his name because I don't want to do it. I don't want to click while I'm talking. And he did a really good job, and people thought that he was going to get a pretty fair shake, and Frank Reich got the head coaching job. And I also think that Frank Reich was let go. I don't think what happened in Indianapolis was all Frank Reich's fault. He was not like coach general manager. He was just coach. They didn't handle contracts well. They didn't handle free agent signing well. And you don't fire the general manager and you don't fire the team owner. You fire the coach. And that's what happened. And once again, it seems odd that stuff like that keeps happening in the NFL. But it does. And the other big thing going on right now is, and this one seems interesting to me too, because it depends on where David Carr goes. If David Carr would happen to go to the Carolina Panthers, I think everybody would be fine with it. But if he goes to the New York Jets, David Carr's horrible. He's the most horrible quarterback ever. And yesterday I got to, you know, every once in a while you can spit it. Wilkes. Wilkie is the, see how that came? He's the Carolina coach that left. I think he actually went since DeMarco Ryans went to, took the head coaching job at Houston. I think he went to San Francisco to be their, Steve Wilkes, to be their defensive coordinator. I don't think you'll see a change. They actually may be better. San Francisco might be better with him. It's the number one TV spectacle. I mean, no matter what you're looking for on TV, the top rated TV shows are either NFL pro football or WWE stuff. It's crazy. I get it. And WWE stuff's not even on regular TV. it's amazing what they are and what they draw. I have Zach Steenblok coming in next. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Iowa State basketball coming up this weekend. Maybe even a little bit on Iowa State football. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk, the Real Sports Fan.
Here's a look at Trap Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back. Happy Friday. The weekend is right around the corner. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Twitter is also at 1700 The Champ. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. They have locations in West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC, my next guest, it's Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me okay?
I got you fine.
All right. Let's roll.
It's Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just manically cleaning the house. Have been for the last hour.
Manically. I love it.
Yep.
There you go.
Only way to do it, right?
Yes, I haven't got to talk to you a ton. What is your take so far? Almost a week from the Super Bowl.
Well, I thought it was a great game. I mean, you can't complain about it. Everyone's saying, you know, that you can't have a penalty called like that. I mean, he held him. It is what it is. I thought the one in the Rams Super Bowl was worse than this one, and it didn't seem that anyone really cared about it too much then, but maybe just more time has passed, right?
Right.
You know, the Chiefs deserved it. They played incredible. It was a great game. Philly didn't, you know, come to play as what I thought they would, but Jalen Hurts is the real deal. I think that's what you can come out of that game with.
Well, he definitely is a real deal. And I think the other thing that's out there is there's the pup dogs. I think the other thing that needs to come out of that is Philadelphia didn't play in the second half very well. Their defense definitely didn't play well in the second half. And all that did was get Jonathan Gannon a head coaching job with the Arizona Cardinals. Shows you what the what hiring is in the NFL. But what did happen is the Kansas City Chiefs went in the locker room and came back out and scored on every possession they had in the second half. And won the football game with probably the best quarterback that the NFL's seen in the last 15 years.
Yeah, and, you know, he's not Tom Brady yet. You know, maybe he can be, but Tom Brady did not play at this high of a level as Patrick Mahomes is doing and, you know, has done in the years he's been, you know, in the NFL. It's honestly crazy. And it's the even crazier part is just how lucky teams can get, right, with, you know, a good quarterback pick. You know, who would have thought that Patrick Mahomes would be, you know, the next best great talent we see in the NFL? I don't think anyone could have told you that.
No, I don't think so. Not for any of us who saw him play. I mean, he had some stretches at Texas Tech that you're like, man, that kid's got an arm. But I didn't think he was going to be the, you know, two-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP. I didn't think that was coming.
Right, Super Bowl winner. And he's just a great guy, too, which makes it so easy to root for him. You know, you don't get much better than that. And let's talk about the weirdest thing about the Chiefs, though. Bieniemy going to interview for the commander's job for the OC. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what he's done to offend somebody in the National Football League. I touched on it briefly that you can have a Shane Steichen who has Jalen Hurts and had a good thing, but Nick Sirianni is an offensive-minded offensive coordinator and head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's okay to take him, who's been an offensive coordinator for like 2 years, instead of taking Eric Bieniemy, who now has you know, Patrick Mahomes, and you know, they've been to the AFC Championship round five times, and Eric Bieniemy has to go somewhere else to get away from Andy Reid so people will give him some credit. I don't understand it either.
I mean, it's got to be something behind the scenes that's going on, whether he's just blowing these interviews or if he doesn't actually want to leave or if he's trying to, you know, get the head coaching offers but just stay there till Andy Reid, you know, leaves and it's his kind of team to take over. I don't know, but I think we're past it being weird and everyone else getting, you know, jobs over him.
Yeah, you can't, and if someone was going to yell at me, it would be you. Sometimes you have to look at this, and having two white coordinators from the Philadelphia Eagles get jobs, and Eric Bieniemy as an African-American can't get a job. Steve Wilks can't keep a job at Carolina, even though he took them from nothing after they fired Matt Rhule to almost getting them into the playoffs, and he doesn't even get a second interview with the Panthers. Some stuff's not right in the NFL either.
Yeah, and, you know, that's us speculating, and I think it needs to be speculated.
I think so, too.
Need to talk about it.
Oh, my gosh, are you agreeing with me?
A little bit. But we also don't know the unknown, too.
No, that's true.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors that we probably don't even want to know what happens, right?
Well, not in the NFL, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's weird. And maybe, you know – maybe Bieniemy just like I said, blowing these interviews, or
which
they're giving
possible.
Too much credit to Andy Reid. I don't know.
And I
really don't know.
The thing I said today, Zach, if you rewatch the Super Bowl, and every time Patrick Mahomes comes off the field, he doesn't go talk to Andy Reid. He goes and sits by Eric Bieniemy, and they sit there and they go over plays. So I don't know what to think. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. Care about the Daytona 500 this weekend?
I'll check it out probably. I'm not going to watch, you know, the entire race.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Right, but definitely check it out. Did you see on Twitter everyone or all the past years, gentlemen, start your engines? Did you see that on Twitter?
No.
So it was a clip that I think NASCAR put together, and it was from like 2008 or maybe earlier. Everyone a mashup of them saying, "Gentlemen, start your engines." And I mean, it's from Owen Wilson to J.J. Watt to Nicolas Cage. I think Darryl Waltrip was there one too. So you have to check it out. It's, you know, that's on my bucket list. I've told you before.
It's on mine too. I agree.
Maybe for the 30th and 60th birthday party.
There you go. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? That would be really cool.
Right, yeah.
And you got to help me with this one because I tried to remember his name and I was going to say it. He's the Nitro Circus guy. I know that you used to watch that stuff when we were growing up. It's Travis
Pastrana.
Yeah. He made the race. That's incredible.
Oh, he made this race? I thought he made a lower tier race.
No, he's in the Daytona 500. He got in on speed alone, and then he got caught up in a crash the other in the Twin 125s. But I thought that was cool. Jimmy Johnson's back in a car. I thought that was cool. Jeff Gordon's running Hendrick, which is pretty cool.
How crazy is that? I mean,
really cool for Bumpa, right?
Golden child for you know, years and years and years.
Yep.
And I feel like Travis Pastrana got there just from, I don't know if I can say it on the air, but having some cojones just to go as fast as he can, right?
Right. It's not something a normal person can do. You if you ever went on there and I had buddies that took video, they tried to walk up the incline and couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's right. How much of an incline this is at the Daytona 500. So it's really cool.
And you know why the incline's so big? Come on, say it with me. Super Speedway.
That's right. Tiger struggled down the end today. You could tell that he was
He's gassed.
He was tired. The foot. I heard there was some social media talking back and forth today that if you actually had him take his shoe off and his sock off and look at his foot and his ankle, that it would not be pleasant. And the fact that he was out there,
sound bad.
Yeah, out there hitting the ball as far as JT and Rory was today, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's. I honestly forgot that that happened up until you just reminded me.
He's 47 years old.
Right, and sometimes he just looks so defeated and sad out there. It's like, come on, man! Like, who cares if he played bad? This is your country club. Like, this is your house.
When I think he's going to be fine if he doesn't make the cut, because he's going to enjoy it. I mean, he's going to enjoy being there and being the ambassador as well.
Well, I'll be pissed because I took him to make the cut, and then he just bogey.
I know.
I'm like, come on, man, what are you doing?
And they weren't good bogeys either. He did. He was gassed, and I believe that. Okay, so I think the biggest story of the weekend, I would say Iowa State, Kansas State, but that's a tough place to play. I hope we play well. I hope it's under a 10-point game. But it is the NBA. It is the NBA All-Star game. It's not what it used to be, but it's still an awful lot of fun on a Sunday.
No, I think the All-Star game is fine. It's just fun to watch these guys play out there and just, you know, dunk and score 200 points. I like the skills competition. I think it's great. The dunk contest has really, you know, gone downhill, but you can't really just recreate. There's only so many dunks you can have, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's not anything new that's, you know, going to be coming out. But I'm excited. It's just something, you know, to keep me entertained, right?
Yeah, and the bad part is I think Giannis hurting his wrist yesterday. I don't think he's going to play. I like watching him play. But there are so many young. I mean, I'm excited to see Tyrese Halliburton play. I mean, there's some rookies. I mean, just younger guys that I think it's about their time, and they're going to get to shine with some of these guys out.
Right, and it's cool too when you have these younger guys because they've never been here before, so they're trying even harder than all the other guys. Right, it's like it's my first time. Like I need to show, you know, what I'm worth, so to speak. Right, and you know, who would have thought we would have an NBA All-Star coming out of Iowa State University?
I know, and. It's well deserved. I mean, he's had a really good year, and they've struggled. They were 5 games over .500 when he got hurt, and he was out for 2 weeks, and they ended up being 5 games under .500 when he got back. So, and I think the
I was,
other
I was
go
trying
ahead.
To, I was trying to think. Is Jeff Hornacek the only other All-Star that would have been from Iowa State?
I think so. That's the only one that I can think of.
I don't think Hoiberg ever made an All-Star team.
I don't think so either.
Right.
And I think
uncharted territory.
Yeah, two of the injury replacements I think were well deserved because it was a tragedy that Anthony Edwards from the Timberwolves and De'Aaron Fox didn't make the original All-Star group. Those are two of the funnest young NBA players that are out there right now, and it's pretty exciting to get to see them play.
Right, and it's tough too because Ant didn't play, you know, a ton at the beginning of the year, or maybe it was right after the beginning. You know, he's such a cool guy, and I love seeing this new, kind of newer next generation basketball players. They are so ingrained, and that's all they do is eat, sleep, basketball. And I know it was like that. You know, back in the day, but you just see it more, right?
Yeah.
From Twitter and, you know, social media. It's like, these guys aren't just professional basketball players. They're obsessed. It's the only thing they like to do, and it's so cool to watch.
It is. When we're looking at the NFL, I think the biggest story out there would be Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson. If you were an NFL team, out of those three, which one are you trying to put all your money and picks in to get?
Well, probably not Aaron Rodgers.
I wouldn't either.
He doesn't. He
needs to stay in darkness. He's the most exciting quarterback I think that's ever played until Patrick Mahomes gets done.
No, he's also amazing, right? And
he
still plays at a high level. He just doesn't have as many years. I would say. I've never really been a fan of Derek Carr. I think he's kind of lame and is a baby and isn't cutthroat. Lamar Jackson, I've always been in on him. You're going to hate me, but I hope he goes to the Falcons. I think in Atlanta, he would be awesome.
See, and it depends.
With the black unis.
I agree. And I think here's the deal. You're going to know where he's going to go by what kind of what the Ravens put him under. If they put him in a restricted So you have to pay him $50 mil, but he can only go to certain teams. If he's unrestricted in what they do that, then I think he might go to the New York Jets. If I was the New York Jets and I could choose between Aaron Rodgers or I could get Lamar Jackson, I'm taking Lamar Jackson every day of the week.
Yeah, and I think the Ravens are going to be kicking themselves when they didn't sign him to a deal and they are going to be in the quarterback carousel, you know, like all these other teams.
The worst offense in football when he doesn't play. Not even close.
Yeah. And
it is so ugly.
I mean, people give him way too much, you know, a bad rap.
Yeah.
He loves the game. He tries his heart. He wears his heart on the sleeve at the games. He misses some throws, but I feel like people elevate it. Everyone misses throws. And it's just, oh, he's a running quarterback, so we're going to make a bigger deal out of it. But it's like, that's still not true.
He's a running quarterback that's the size of a defensive end. Which is never fun for a defense.
Right. And I was talking to some people at work about it. Like Jalen Hurts, he's like a running back back there because he's big. And Lamar Jackson's like a wide receiver back there who could run a 4.3 40 and beat the brakes off you in the open field.
It's incredible. Well, buddy, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate the call to say that you wanted to come on. I love it. And enjoy the rest of this exciting weekend, and I will talk to you later.
Yeah, take care.
All right, buddy. Zach Steenblok. It's always good to hear from you. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3.
Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of this Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. End of the week. Weekend on its way. We have this segment and one more hour. Then on to the weekend we go. It's a little NBA All-Star weekend, little downtime after Super Bowl last weekend. Crazy weekend that it was. Got some basketball, NASCAR, Daytona 500, Genesis Open with golf. It'll be a fun weekend. Weather's supposed to be a lot nicer than it was yesterday and today. Not that today was that bad. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Tomorrow morning, you're going to get Seton Hall at UConn, 10:45 pregame. And then you're going to get Northern Iowa at Missouri State. That's a 2:30 pregame, so pretty much right after that UConn game. And then Sunday, you're going to get Memphis at Houston at 1:45. So some college basketball to take some time away tomorrow. If you're out and about, you can listen to the radio. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities and development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. I enjoy Woodman Controls and thank them for being a part of our program. All right, so we got some stuff. I have a little bit of potpourri in this 45 segment here. I'm going to start with this because these are some, since it's the NBA All-Star Weekend, and this was a pretty incredible thing to look at. It is career leaders that before these are broken, it could be a long time. It teases in here that these may be 30 to 40 years away. And a lot of people thought that about the scoring title, didn't think anybody would ever do it. And the fact that LeBron did, and the most intriguing thing about LeBron is how well he's playing at his age, that just didn't happen before. But here's some of the things that are out there that they may never be broken. 3,830 career blocks. That's Hakeem Olajuwon. 6 finals MVPs. That's Michael Jordan. That's probably not going to happen. 4 triple-double seasons. So averaging a triple-double the whole entire season. Russell Westbrook. This is one of the big. That's one of the biggest ones for me is when he did that. And just Russell Westbrook as a player. Maybe not as much now, but before. My two sons are adamant that he's a Hall of Famer. I'm a wait and see, but to average a triple double for four seasons is incredible. Six season MVPs, almost unheard of now, just because the way, you know, if you listen to the show before us with Maggie and Pearl, Pearl's not happy that Jokic is once again the front runner for the MVP. And he has a problem because he hasn't won any championships. It's not the most valuable player that's won championships. It's the most valuable player award. And he's almost averaging a triple-double as a center. I think that's well-deserved. 15 all-defensive teams. That was Tim Duncan. Average 50 points in a season. That was Wilt Chamberlain. 100 points in a game, Wilt Chamberlain. I don't think that's going to be broken either. 11-time NBA champion Bill Russell, that's not getting broke. Most career threes made and counting is Steph Curry. I don't think that one's going to get touched. 13 all-NBA first teams, that's LeBron James again. 6 seasons leading the league in steals, that's Chris Paul. 10 scoring titles, that's Michael Jordan. I don't think that one's going to get touched. 7,600 playoff points, LeBron James. 38,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 10,000 assists, LeBron James. Not getting touched. All-time assist and steals leader, John Stockton. Not getting touched. A 50-40-90 season. I'm staring at him, and I just went blank on his name. So you're going to have to give me a... Oh my goodness. Phoenix Suns point guard, went to the Lakers. It's going to hit me. I feel horrible, folks. Shoot 14 of 14 without a miss in the playoffs is Chris Paul. Unanimous MVP and unanimous finals MVP has been done once. Steph Curry, very difficult to do. 21 seasons with one franchise, Dirk Nowitzki. I don't think that one's going away. And last but not least, being a finals MVP as a rookie, Magic Johnson, I don't think that's going to happen either. So I think you're probably safe knowing that that's definitely, I don't think you're ever going to see a rookie who wins an MVP. They just don't usually have that happen. But you had to give that to Magic Johnson because Kareem got hurt and Magic plays pretty much all five positions and wins the MVP. That is when, if you really think about it, that was the start. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and the NBA was before that championship game for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. It was not, it's Steve Nash, by the way. See how that just hit me in the midst of Steve Nash averaged 4 seasons, 50% shooting from the field, 40% shooting from 3-point range, and 90% from the free throw line. Did it 4 times. After that final series is when the NBA started to take off and was seen as a legitimate contender for a professional sport. They were showing everything on tape delay before then. It shows you how much time has changed. So here's the rankings for no, this is cap hits. This is crazy. Cap hits for 2023 for quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson is at 50. You might as well say $55 million. Dak Prescott is at 49, Patrick Mahomes 47, Josh Allen at 40, Ryan Tannehill at 37, Kirk Cousins at 37, Matt Ryan at 35. Tom Brady would have been 35 mil, but that contract was voided. Aaron Rodgers is at 31, and depending on what they do, and Jared Goff is at 31 as well. They're right about even there, which makes interesting conversation for the Detroit Lions. Do they try to keep rebuilding? And I mean, I think they're a playoff team next year. But that cap hit for Jared Goff, who had an amazing season, was the reason that that team played as well as it did for Dan Campbell, was Jared Goff. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that salary, because that salary cap number is going to continue to grow. What day? This was as of yesterday with Joe Lunardi. Joe Lunardi is the king of projecting the NCAA tournament stuff. He had Alabama, Houston, Kansas, and Purdue as number one seeds. Tennessee, Baylor, Texas, UCLA as two seeds. Arizona, Virginia, Marquette, and Gonzaga as three seeds. K-State, Indiana, UConn, and Iowa State as four seeds. Five seeds are Miami, Xavier, Creighton, Northwestern. Six seeds are Iowa, TCU, Maryland, St. Mary's. Seven seeds, Illinois, Providence, San Diego State, Michigan State. Eight seeds, North Carolina State, Missouri, Auburn, and Rutgers. And nine seeds, that's kind of where they finish at, is Pittsburgh, Duke, Oklahoma State, and Texas A&M. It is the, I'm trying to see if they have, USC, Clemson, Charleston, Oregon, Utah State, Penn State, Seton Hall, and New Mexico do not make. And neither does Arizona State, Michigan, Wake Forest, Utah. Oh, that is crazy. I'm trying to see if North Carolina is in here. I don't see North Carolina either. Wow. Oh, no, there's North Carolina. They're 11 seed. North Carolina, 11 seed. That is wow. That's a wow. The reason. And this one's crazy, and I don't know. I probably can't get that one in. I'm going to come back to this. The last Jets quarterback with a winning record in New York was Mark Sanchez, and that was a long time ago. And since him, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm going to give you the records. And you can see why they'll take an Aaron Rodgers or they'll take Lamar. I mean, they would do – if it was me, I would do anything, and I'm a Ravens fan again. I'm saying it. I would do anything in my power to get Lamar Jackson. That would be incredible. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'm going to do a little future crystal ball to the NFL coming up next.